Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Hey now, you're an
all-star. Get your game on, go play. Very good. Hey now, Vince Petrano off today. Eric Bilstead along with Michelle Richards. Also joining us in studio, as always, on Thursdays, ESPN Milwaukee's Jen Latta from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Hi, Jen.
Good morning, guys.
So, Jen, the city of love will not be the city of love for Olympians. Coming up here, anti-sex beds apparently have arrived in Paris ahead of the 2024 Games.
What's an anti-sex bed?
So apparently, okay, so they're calling
a lot of jokes could have been made right there, but go ahead.
Apparently, they're calling them like environmentally friendly beds. So they're made out of cardboard. They're meant to be recyclable, but they can only support a certain amount of weight before collapsing.
Oh, so anti-sleep beds. They're made out of cardboard. That's wonderful.
That's perfect for
the earth, but not for my back. Anti-sex beds. So you said it was the city of love, not love making though, huh?
No, no love making.
None of that happening in the Olympic Village. Here's the thing about sex. You don't need a bed to get the job done. I don't want to sound like Bubba from Forrest Gump here, right? Mm. Remember when he was rattling off all of his mama's shrimp recipes? Mm-hmm. Shrimp gumbo, shrimp salad. Yeah, you could have floor sex, closet sex, chair sex, roof sex,
just
hallway sex. Like I don't know what they're thinking here. If someone wants to do the deed, they're going to find a way, regardless of the stability of the bed.
My question is, why does this matter? We've often heard that the Olympic Village can be a little hot. So who cares? Why is this even a thing? Why do we care if the athletes enjoy themselves?
Well, I think it's probably for, you know, communicable diseases and the passing of from one person to another. Right. But they famously have handed out prophylactics in the Olympic Village to try to at least encourage people to practice safe sex when they are there. I just don't think that making the bed uncomfortable for high performance athletes is a win-win. Like, you think, what? Oh, so we got them. They're not going to have sex, but they're not going to sleep either. Won't that affect the performance? And isn't the goal of your Olympic team to have them put their best foot forward? I just don't think that, like, to me, this is short-sighted. You're quote unquote solving one problem that you're not really solving. Cause again, people are going to do it.
Right. Sure.
But you're also potentially impacting or compromising their athletic ability. And like, to me, it's like, that's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Let them bang.
Well, these are twin size beds. And, you know, I'm thinking like the basketball players, they're not even going to fit on these beds.
Right. That's true.
Well, yes. They're not even going to be in the Olympic Village. Probably. They probably got some nice spot. I mean, some of those athletes get nicer accommodations, don't they?
Than others. Sure.
Yeah.
Even a tiny person would not be comfortable in a twin bed.
And the bed will break if it's so heavy. Is that the idea?
Yeah, it's like 440 pounds.
But
so,
I mean, there's
theoretically.
Two of me. You get two of me in there. Bed's doing just fine. You know, I just think, again, like, it's funny. It's funny to talk about. It's funny to make jokes about. But from a practical standpoint, there's no way that this is going to work.
Yeah, I don't like it, too. Especially if you got to. Sleep is one of the most important things for any athlete, especially this is the creme de la creme. This is what they've trained forever for.
Hey, sometimes you got to blow off a little steam.
Yes, there's also that.
Right?
In the closet or in the hallway or who knows where.
Stairwell, in the roof, in the park, in the shower. Got a long list here if you guys need it.
No, I've got to write some of these down. ESPN Milwaukee's Jen Latta. Thank you, Jen. Man, baby, let's talk about